Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Just want to find out if the ACLU is going to sue the state for canceling permits for protest. You know, it feels to me like if that were done, let's just say, to a Black Lives Matter protest, like we gave you a permit or we have the permitting process, but you know what? Now we're going to cancel them because we don't want you here. We feel threatened by you, that perhaps all of these civil rights attorneys would be jumping in saying, wait a minute, you can't do that. You can't do that. They have a constitutional right to protest against the actions of the government or make their voices heard at the state capitol. Where are you supposed to do it other than the state capitol? I guess they did make their voices heard. They just set buildings on fire and looted businesses. So in Virginia, is that the way you're supposed to do this? I'm confused because I always thought you were supposed to be at the Capitol to make your voices heard. I didn't think that the default position for protest was to go burn out other people, tear down statues, spray graffiti on everything. But maybe, I'm sorry, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I have at the age of 50, I am mistaken about what is protest in Virginia. Being at the Capitol is not the thing to do now. Now you're supposed to go out and riot. If you're a Democrat. Now, if you're a conservative, if you're a Republican, you're supposed to play by the rules. And, oh, my permit's been canceled. Well, thank you very much, Master. Thank you. I'm so sorry. Maybe I'll come back next year after you strip me of some more rights. Come on. Come on. Is anybody going to raise hell about this? That is outrageous. Sorry. We know that Virginia is prepared to put a fence around the Capitol and to defend itself. So, you know what? You don't get to silence the citizens here. Or you shouldn't get to silence the citizens. But if the citizens shut up and just let it happen, somebody who has been very vocal and has ticked off everybody at the Capitol, Republicans and Democrats alike, and quite frankly, at this stage, that's fine with me, is State Senator Amanda Chase, the Republican who represents Chesterfield County. And whew, I was kind of ducking in and out yesterday to hear what was going on at the Science Museum where the Senate was meeting yesterday. Are you allowed to go back today, or did they decide that Chesterfield doesn't deserve to get represented and they expelled you yesterday? What happened?
So I think it's on the list of their to-do list for today. And, you know, they're going to try to censure me today. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait. Y'all get your popcorn ready. You know, if you follow the link, go to my my website, chaseforva.com, and sign up for my newsletter, since Facebook has censored me. You know, anybody that is a supporter of President Trump, which I'm Trump in heels, everybody knows that. And so they are specifically coming after me because I support our president. I love his policies. I think they're good. Now what you're seeing happening to Trump at the federal level, they are trying to do that to me at the state level to make an example of me. And, you know, I'm like President Trump, bring it. You bring it today, I am going to, I've got my own, y'all stay tuned today, get your popcorn out. I am going to push back, I'm going to fight back. Like, I cannot wait. I hope they censure me on the floor.
What are they going to do? They're actually going to try to take a vote to nullify your election? I mean, I hate to use that phrase, but since that's the... since that's what everybody's saying Donald Trump was trying to do, is nullify the election, saying that Republicans who questioned the results are nullifying the election. They literally are trying to nullify the election and expel you from the state Senate, and then Chesterfield wouldn't be represented.
There's two different processes here that we're talking about. So one of those would be censure, okay,
right.
Which... you know, they're just trying to silence you, and I think that's only a simple majority that they need. So the Democrats could just point, they don't need any Republicans to be able to do that. Although it would,
so they'll probably do that and just say, we don't like you, we deplore what you said, you're horrible.
Yeah. I'm
thanks.
A candidate for governor. I mean, it's politics. I mean, that's what they're going to do. But what they don't realize, see, most Republicans would just, you know, hunker down and, you know, tuck their tail.
Or they'd be apologizing. They'd be running around kissing butt.
Oh, hell no. I am not doing that. And listen, I'm going to call for every last one of their resignations today. They're going to get a history lesson starting back in January when I called them all traitors to the United States Constitution and the U.S. Constitution. And Senator Howell tried to cite Rule 51 on me, citing some Senate rule. And I said, you know what? The Constitution is a little bit more gravitas than your silly Senate rules. So, you know,
the Senate rules, you know, I was in the General Assembly working as a page back in the 80s, and then I had a front row seat to it when my father was in the House of Delegates. That place is a country club, or it has been a country club. And, you know, it's nice. It's nice when Virginia is in a position where everybody can kind of get along. But unfortunately, we're not in that place. So I think Republicans need to wake up. It ain't a country club anymore, and they're jamming everything down your throat. The question is, are you just going to lay there and take it, or are you going to push back? Because, you know, you do it to Amanda Chase. Everybody beats up on you these days. I think that's crazy.
Bring it. Bring it.
But they're going to do it to everybody else, too. Like, didn't they go after some members of the House of Delegates yesterday, too?
Yeah, they did. And I spoke with Delegate LaRock. He's such a I'm so proud of him for standing up. I mean, he was one of the ones that attended the rally as well. And I just want to point out, people need to understand this, who didn't go to the rally. There were multiple rallies that day. And then at the end, after most everybody left, they had all these, you know, this chaos at the Capitol that occurred after most people, including myself and Delegate LaRock, left. You know, I called patriots the people that I saw were peacefully ascending. And if you looked at my Facebook post, it was a video where I scan the audience peacefully waiting for the president to speak. It didn't fit their narrative, and that's what we need to understand.
Well, I saw that video before you took it down, and
I
saw
didn't take
nothing.
It down. Facebook took it down.
Well, before they took it down. I'm sorry. Let's make sure we're clear. Yeah. I saw that video, and I was kind of like, all right, you know, in the heat of the moment, did Senator Chase say something that, in hindsight, someone would go, oh, God, I wish I hadn't said that. I didn't hear that. And now, of course, the video's gone. So, you know, those of us who watched it have to kind of testify for what we saw. I just want to make sure everybody stands. Censuring you, okay, I mean, that's like a lecture from the majority. It's a stupid thing to do, because turnaround's fair play, and we can go through this all day and all night, you know, for the next decade if that's what we want to do. I would think that's probably not very smart. But in the House of Delegates, they stripped the Speaker of the House, you know, Elvira, the woman they put up there on the rostrum so they can say they put a woman up there, doesn't even know anything about Virginia. Eileen Filicorn has stripped three Republicans. And, you know, the way the story has been written by a lot of the reporters is that these three Republicans asked Mike Pence to nullify the state certified election results. Not true. They asked for a stay of any designation of presidential electors from our state until such time as a comprehensive forensic audit of the election has taken place to determine the election.
And
winner.
I support that 100%.
Does everybody hear the difference there? Nullifying the election results is one thing. asking for a forensic audit, is that irresponsible? I don't think so.
I think
if I walk into the bank and ask them to look at my account, am I a horrible person for saying, I think you've got it wrong here. I want to go through line by line. It seems like you are being responsible and you're being punished for actually daring to question orthodoxy down there.
So here's the thing that people need to understand. They did this to me last year, the Democrats, because I challenged them. And I challenged my own folks in the Republican Party that were going along with the Democrats. Why do you think I left the Republican Senate caucus? And when I did that, they changed the entire rules of the Senate, saying if you weren't part of the Democratic caucus or the Republican caucus, you wouldn't get committee assignments. They stripped me last year of three of my four committee assignments because I would not bend or break, and exposing the pay-to-play system, which we need like some time to talk about on your show. I want the average person to understand how corrupt Richmond is with the pay-to-play system. And it's extortion what they do to legislators to get them hooked on the milk of the money given by the PACs and the lobbyists so they can pay these $10,000 a year in caucus dues when we only make 18 grand a year. Why do y'all think that a lot of the policies that are passed by the General Assembly are more reflective of what the PACs and the lobbyists want for Virginia instead of the people of Virginia? And I push back on that, and they have bullied me. They've taken away my committee assignments. I have one left on local government. They have taken my seat of seniority and put me over in the corner. And Republicans did that because they wanted to teach me a lesson that you don't go against the infrastructure in place set forward by, and it's the Republicans and Democrats together wanting control. The majority leader said she's dangerous because we can't control her. No, I don't work for the state senators in the General Assembly. I work for the people of Virginia. And, you know, whenever they try to put forth policies that go against the people of Virginia, oh, you can throw me in the corner. You can do whatever you want to do. This girl's not backing down. I will represent my constituents, and I will make no apologies about it.
You've certainly been one of the strong voices over the last year. I know a lot of people attack you and hassle you, and I certainly get phone calls every time I have you on, like, why are you having a major chase on? Well, you know what? Maybe some of the rest of you need to speak up, and then you can come on the radio too, rather than just playing.
Well, let me tell you what's going to happen. Let me tell you just what they didn't. So look at what's going on at the national level with Republicans that are went along with the impeachment. These are the guys that need to be primaried because they are the ones not standing with the people. They're in with the political, the social country club that Republicans and Democrats are a part of. We need to start challenging people when they don't stand up for true Republicans like myself and Delegate LaRocque, and they throw us under the bus. Those are the ones. Watch today on the floor of the Senate. If any Republicans support censuring me.
Right.
Those are the ones that need to be primary. They are part of the country club.
We'll
that are
be
going
watching,
along with Democrats.
And I really appreciate you coming on to give us an update. And,
anytime.
We will be watching Senator Amanda Chase, the Republican who represents Chesterfield County. I mean, it's kind of shocking she's not afraid to back down. And I got to tell you, I kind of admire that. I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, John.
All right, 7:17 on this Thursday morning. We'll come back and check traffic and weather in a moment. News Radio, WRVA. Okay, if you run a business You've got to take steps to protect your computer infrastructure, to protect your data, protect your business, your employees, your own livelihood. Intex Systems is based here in Richmond, but they work with companies large and small all across the country. So, you know, get that assistance to make sure that you've secured your computers and have a game plan if for some reason you get hacked or ransomware gets installed on your computers. Ask yourself seriously, do you know what you would do if you clicked on your computer and suddenly it was locked and somebody said, give me $100,000 or you'll never see this data again? What would you do? Well, Intech can walk you through some options. Try to stop it from happening, but certainly walk you through a game plan. 523-9000. 523-9000 is the number to call. Intech Systems, they're online too. ENTECVA.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.